This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
National Reconciliation Week is a time for all Australians to learn about our shared histories, cultures and achievements, and to contribute to reconciliation by building better relationships with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. This year's theme is More Than a Word, Reconciliation Takes Action. In this episode of Settlement Guide, we look at how migrants can take action towards reconciliation. The dates of National Reconciliation Week, 27th of May to the 3rd of June, commemorate the 1967 referendum and the High Court Mabo decision. More Than a Word, Reconciliation Takes Action is the theme for National Reconciliation Week 2021. It marks 20 years of Reconciliation Australia, the national body for reconciliation. Karen Mundine, a Bundjalung woman from northern New South Wales, is the CEO of Reconciliation Australia.
Reconciliation, it's a journey for all Australians. How we think about the relationship with the first Australians, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and all Australians, whether you're a new arrival or whether you've been here for a very long time.
Reconciliation is an active experience, and there are many simple ways to engage with National Reconciliation Week.
When it comes to National Reconciliation Week, it's just an opportunity for us all to take a moment to think about those relationships, to put a spotlight on it, open up new conversations and encourage all of our communities to get involved in events or take part in activities.
As CEO of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, Mohammed Al-Kafaji urges all migrants to engage with the reconciliation process.
We have a very strong voice if we unite with First Nations people's voice. We know that they have welcomed us in this country. It's our duty and obligation to know their history, to know what those communities have gone through, because we have similar experiences and similar drivers for change. We both face racism, we both face, I guess, injustice, and we both want equity of access in this country.
However, Karen Mundine says there may be reasons why many migrants are indifferent to the process, but she is exhorting them to engage with National Reconciliation Week this time.
Probably one of the biggest barriers is not knowing where to start and feeling some kind of trepidation or feeling that it is so different. We have so much more in common, and there are ways for us to appreciate each other's cultures and our diversity, and I think that makes us stronger.
FECA CEO Mohammed Al-Kafaji agrees that many people may not know how to have these conversations or whether it's even their place to engage. People who have not come through Australia's education system can experience additional barriers.
I think the problem is a lot of people don't understand what reconciliation is or what it's trying to do. And that's even more difficult for migrant communities who English may not be their first language. I think we need to educate ourselves and make sure that we build a strong relationship with Australia's First Nations people, because without that, we can't truly say we are Australians.
These barriers prompted FECA to produce a guide for migrant Australians titled Encouraging Engagement as part of National Reconciliation Week 2020.
The document tries to show how communities can engage with First Nations people during National Reconciliation Week. So it's just a starting point to open up the conversation, the door, and actually give permission to people to start having those conversations. It is everybody's responsibility to engage, and there is no right or wrong way of doing it. And the intent is the important thing here, to try and engage in good faith, to try and learn about each other's cultures and the history and what we need to do as migrants in this country to elevate First Nations voices.
FECA's engagement guide highlights a powerful example of meaningful action taken by Diversitat Aged Support Service in Geelong, Victoria. Diversitat General Manager Robin Martinez brought together members of the local Karen and Karenni communities and the Wathaurong people, the region's traditional owners, to create a water feature. Diversitat has also connected older people from multicultural, ATI and LGBTI communities through theatre and film projects.
It was really about getting to understand one another, seeing overlap between strengths and difficulties. You know, we've got a lot of things in common, language and terminology in all those three groups are really, really important, and it's really significant to culture and underlying beliefs, spirituality, all kinds of things.
Robin Martinez says these groups also face issues that are common between them.
We wanted to explore how those groups would interact and also give people the opportunity to meet different groups and get to know what their strengths are and their interests are and perhaps some of the things that they have in common, maybe racism, maybe, you know, oppression, maybe loss of country.
She says the result of these interactions is a heightened sense of understanding, friendship and well-being. FECA's Encouraging Engagement Guide is a valuable tool to help migrant and refugee communities engage with National Reconciliation Week and learn about Australian values from a different perspective. Engagement with National Reconciliation Week can also be as simple as, for example, using digital graphics on your social media and emails to add your voice to the reconciliation process. Karen Mundine explains.
There are so many ways that migrant Australians can get involved, whether it's having a look on our website and seeing things that might be happening locally, accessing some of the amazing resources that SBS has, whether it's films, radio programs, and then having conversations with your own families and your own communities.
This year, the National Reconciliation Week theme, More Than a Word, Reconciliation Takes Action, calls for all Australians to take braver and more impactful action. And Karen Mundine says everybody has a role to play.
So if going to a National Reconciliation Week event is the first time you'd ever do that, that's a brave action. If you do this every year, maybe it's time for you to host something this year. And if you're doing and hosting and doing a whole bunch of other stuff, maybe it's time to have a hard conversation with friends and family. So don't share your views on these issues.
You can find National Australia Week resources on the Reconciliation Australia website, www.reconciliation.org.au. And FECA's Encouraging Engagement Guide is available on their website, feca.org.au.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.